Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at @DReefer or at @MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Good morning, Mary Jo.
Good morning, Daniel.
How was the movie last night?
Just eh. I mean, I chuckled.
So-so.
I laughed a few times, but just so-so.
Office Party is what you went to see?
Yeah, Office Christmas Party. Mm-hmm. But I get in here this morning, and there's
gifts?
Yeah, there are gifts.
From our buddy Josh. I feel so bad. I got him nothing.
It never occurred to me to get him anything.
Yeah, I've got barbs. I've got barbs for you that...
I've got extra hair ties for his man bun.
We'll find something for Josh. Our Christmas party is Monday for the station.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah, for LM Communications. So
looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll see you there. I'm guessing it's going to be nothing like that movie. I've been to some of those, though. Crazy ones.
Yeah, this one obviously was real crazy.
Yeah. I can remember years ago. I'm talking almost 20, more than 15 years ago, going to an office Christmas party and seeing coworkers, both married, kissing in the hallway.
Uh-oh.
Like getting it on. That's when you know it's a party.
Yeah.
Karaoke. I can remember, there was one guy I worked with, office Christmas party. He shows up and sings, "Take this job and shove it."
That's not a great idea.
He had been there a week.
Oh.
I mean, nobody knew him. This was orientation to the rest of the staff. Take this job and shove it, karaoke song. Now, I've been to some wild ones. I can remember even one time we didn't finish the keg, so a few of us threw it in the trunk and left and continued on. So those things can get crazy.
Yeah, we had some good ones at Channel 18. They always did it upright. And it was always in February.
I heard about this. Yeah.
Which was kind of nice because, you know, there's so many Christmas parties and you've got so much to do. So it was always nice to have like something to look forward to in February when there's nothing to look forward to.
Right.
So it was always fun. Always did it nice.
I watched Jason Bourne last night. Some have said it's not so good. I thought it was fine. It wasn't great. It wasn't one of the better ones in the series, but
on the whole, that's a good series. So, you know, it's tough.
Yeah, it would be tough to top the other one. So if you're comparing it to the other ones,
no,
it's not as good. But as far as action-packed, nonstop, can't really blink or go use the bathroom without missing something, yeah, it keeps you going.
Now, will you and the boys be going to see the new Star Wars movie that comes out next week?
Yeah. For sure. They've already asked me about it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So can we see the new one? It's PG-13. The last one was PG-13. And I can remember asking a few people who had seen it, like, what's the worst in there? Like violence.
They make those movies. They want, you know, they want kids to see it because they want to sell them the toys afterwards and all that stuff. So they can't make it too bad.
Yeah, it's like, you know, tobacco companies trying to hook kids on Joe Camel.
But what used to be PG-13, like when we were growing up, PG-13 was a lot worse than PG-13 is today.
Mm-hmm. Like I can remember trying to show them The Karate Kid, and within the first 5 minutes, they're partaking in marijuana and cussing. Like, hey, I don't remember this part of the movie. That's it for you guys. Goonies, same thing. Goonies, they're cussing within the first 5 minutes of that movie.
God, that's a great movie. That's
Not
a great
that
movie.
The boys haven't heard a cuss word before. Well, Kentucky plays today at 3 o'clock against Hofstra. That game, Hofstra's no good. So it's not even going to be a challenge for Kentucky. The challenge will be, of course, next Saturday against North Carolina. But we do have a pregame show with Matthew Lawrence and Eric Daniels that comes on here at 2 o'clock. And then after that, it is the NFL. At 4 o'clock, the New Orleans Saints against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 8 o'clock, Cowboys-Giants.
That's a big game.
Yeah.
And then the Monday night game's pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Ravens-Patriots.
Yeah.
Here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
But last night, no surprise, really, unless you were Lamar Jackson, who did appear to be surprised.
Oh,
that
snap.
That he won the Heisman.
Dang, this is crazy.
Listen, I thought his speech was awesome because it was completely authentic.
Mm-hmm.
And we so, I mean, 95% of the time, athletes give such canned responses.
Yeah.
You ask questions and you absolutely know what the answer is going to be because they've been told what to say and they know how to play the game and all that. I thought it was so real and I loved it.
He was overwhelmed.
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah. I didn't love his outfit. What,
Ken, really? I thought it looked... I did.
Spencer came on here and told us what? That he was going to go...
Casual.
Casual. And instead... I don't know. No, I didn't like it. It was too... Well, he could do what he wants. It's not the... I don't, for the draft, maybe. The NFL draft. But for the Heisman, for some reason, I feel like...
Got to go tie, not bow tie?
Yeah,
you or go... Or not red jacket? More muted, maybe?
Yeah, just like your... You're, although it is an individual award, obviously. But, yeah, suit, not the tuxedo jacket, red, and the polka dot thing. But, you know, to each his own. It's not... Just looking at the other guys sitting there, and then you've got, pow! Bang!
Snap!
Yeah. Right there. Well, he was deserving.
I mean, he was.
Nobody else was better at football in college this year than Lamar Jackson.
And there was a lot of very gracious tweets from Kentucky football players, or very classy tweets, I thought, last night.
I didn't see those.
From Steven Johnson to Benny Snell to Chris Westry. Lots of guys tweeting out how well-deserved it was and how Lamar was the best player in college football, and congrats to him. It was all, you know, very classy stuff, so...
Well, they should love him. He, you know, gifted them the game-winning drive, the football. Here, we're not going to put it away. You go win it. I'm not trying to hate on Louisville. Lamar Jackson was deserving. And now those guys from Kentucky can say, hey, we beat the Heisman winner.
Yeah.
Kind of like 2007, we beat the number one team that wound up winning the national championship.
Oh, it'll be an Aflac trivia question at some point down the road. Who was the only Heisman Trophy winner to lose to Kentucky?
No kidding. Oh, my goodness. And Mark Stoops yesterday was talking about bowl practice. And I guess this is the last time we'll hear from him until, I think, Thursday because of finals and stuff. But so apparently there were some recruits, you know, on campus going through, and Stoops said, yeah, this was a little different because a lot of times there's a basketball game this time of year that we'll take them to, and this is obviously the first time we've had bowl practice, so they get to see us practice, and they're in our facility as it's being used as our facility. And so then some of the parents of prospects, especially locally, have not actually been in this facility and gotten to see it. So this was a little different for us to have a practice. Not only the kids, but families go through the facilities. And Eyes on the Ground over there said that Walker Wood was in. Walker Wood will be joining the show here at 9:30. That's the Lafayette quarterback. And that Jed Wills was also there, his teammate, who, of course, committed to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Jed Wills there? What could this be? Well, we've talked before about Damien Harris, and remember?
Yes.
They kept bringing him along as much as they could, even knowing that he was going to go to Alabama. They just kept him around. So here is what Mark Stoops had to say when he couldn't be asked specifically, hey, I just saw Jed Wills. It was more like, are you able to recruit some of the prospects now that you have more time that have already committed elsewhere? And this is Mark Stoops' response.
Throughout the last couple
were you
years?
Peeking in our
No way.
You know we never stop. Yeah, we're never going to stop. We're
and make it very difficult for somebody to tell us that.
You had a few guys make the...
So maybe you could barely hear that, but he said, what were you doing, peeking in our indoor facility?
Yeah.
And he said, well, we never stop. We're going to make it difficult for you to tell us.
No, yeah.
So we'll get to talk to Walker Wood about that. That'll be good. He is graduating early, so he's going to leave school. He's almost done with high school here. Got, what, a week left of school? And then he enrolls at UK in January, and that's that. But we'll see how healthy he is. You know, he got hurt in the state championship mm-hmm. game, and don't know. Well, it was reported by Josh Moore of the Lexington Herald Leader that he dislocated his knee and then chipped some bones on his kneecap, and it could be 3 to 4 months. But, you know, that was the day after. So we'll see now that there's been a week go by. He's had some time. We'll see what the prognosis is from Walker.
Can we open these presents?
You want to open these presents?
Not yet. Okay. Josh said not yet. Let's take a break.
And let's do this, too. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll open the presents here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Are you self-conscious around others because your dentures might slip or spaces left by missing teeth may show? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, and be proud to show off those pearly whites.
Why is Seaview Outfitters as good as it is? The idea started with Steve and his boyhood trips to Alaska. The great outdoors, the lifestyle, and the clothing that helped people live it. That's what the Seaview is all about. The right clothing and gear for any outdoor pursuit. Brand names you know and love, and people whose passion for the outdoors will rival your own. West Main Street next to Tony's Steaks and Seafood, downtown Lexington. Online at SeaviewOutfitters.com. Seaview Outfitters. Carrying Patagonia, Arc'teryx, Yeti, and more.
Now is a great time to volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Volunteering is an opportunity to directly impact lives.
To see a life changed, to have it flourish in front of you. And the mission is a great place to volunteer to see that. You really get to see the results of your input.
And anyone can do it. So no matter how much time you might be able to give, a little or a lot, volunteer at the Lexington Rescue Mission. Call us at 381-9600.
It's basketball season. It's football season. It's the cellar season. Happy Hour, Monday through Friday, 4 to 7. Game day specials, all NCAA football and basketball, and all NFL games on our beautiful big screen TV. Incredible food in the most beautiful sports bar anywhere. It's the Cellar on Lansdowne Drive, right next to the Signature Club. For more info, call 859-317-8301.
The holidays are upon us. You're starting to fear, but don't get nervous. Fixin' It Flash has you covered this year. There's brilliant diamonds all over the store and expert repair. Who could ask for more? Rhett selling watches, Sarah selling pearls, all in a flash for today's busy world. There's Dawn the watchmaker and a jeweler for you to fix all your heirlooms and make them look brand new. How about a beautiful diamond to put under the tree? Oh, just think how happy she'll be. And don't worry if you don't have a ton of cash. Come to the Auto Hour Shopping Center and be fixed in a flash.
ESPN Sports Radio. The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Now, we were going to open the gifts that Josh got us, but we're going to postpone that and do that a little bit later because...
An even bigger gift has come our way.
That's why you're on this show, Mary Jo. Kent Taylor from Wave TV in Louisville. He is in New York City, covered the Heisman Trophy, Louisville's first Heisman Trophy winner, the University of Louisville's first Heisman Trophy winner. And Kent joins us now. Good morning, Kent.
Good morning. Yeah, this is a gift that's really going to keep on giving to you guys here for the next
you know, 5 minutes or so.
So, what were your impressions? I know, you know, it wasn't a shock that Lamar won it. I think everyone kind of assumed that was going to happen, except he did seem kind of surprised, and was surprised all the way through his speech.
Yeah, he was. You know, actually, I was surprised that there were as many people as there were that were nervous about it. From Bobby Petrino, I saw him early yesterday, and he was nervous. And you know, and I'm thinking there were some of the members of the media were trying to figure out like contingency plans, because it's a different deal. You get so used to covering the same things over and over, and we've done, you know, we're pretty fortunate in what we cover with, you know, national championships and things like that. And, you know, you've kind of done most everything, and this was different for us. And the question was, you know, what if he doesn't win? What happens? Because they only bring the winner. We're in a hotel next to it. We could not. You don't go to the ceremony. Yeah. It's kind of a smaller crowd, and so you're just watching it on TV in the hotel, and they bring the winner. And some people were asking, well, what happens, you know, if he doesn't win? How are you going to get something from him? And I'm sitting there, I'm just thinking, you know, this is not really a question.
Yeah.
It was weird, because, you know, the game, you know, there's obviously the possibility that, you know, the team you're covering can win or lose. This time I was just like, there's no, he's going to win this. I mean, he's so far, you know, all year the thing wasn't whether or not he was going to win it or not. It was just who was even going to finish second.
Yeah.
And Deshaun Watson's late push kind of allowed him to do that. But, you know, if you just look at when they handed out all the voting stuff, you're looking at it, you're like, well, okay. I mean, he won every region. It was pretty clear that he was the guy.
Well, I guess you got to be worried too, though, if he doesn't win, and how are you going to talk to him? And then you see Johnny Manziel there and you're like, oh, snap.
How about that? Well, then did you see that there's pictures of him and Johnny Manziel?
I know.
I was just going through Twitter, and I'm thinking, goodness.
Like, relax, everyone. Stay calm.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there is the thing, too, where if it was such a foregone conclusion he was going to win, that would be such a huge upset if he didn't, that I suppose that was where the nerves come in a little bit. But what did you make of his speech? Because I've not been around Lamar. I've not, you know, ever interviewed him or anything like that, but it appeared to me that was just so him and his personality, and I thought it was very authentic, and I thought, good for him. I mean, what it was just so cool to see, like, this little kid inside him come out and be so excited.
Yeah, and you know, and we got a taste of that. They bring him right over relatively quickly, actually, and he comes up on stage and does a press conference. The media there, and then we actually got him afterwards. The Louisville media that was here, they gave us an opportunity to get him again, and it was, yeah, hands down, I guess, and no surprise, the best interview. He was great. He was his personality really came out. You could tell how excited and overwhelmed he was with the moment. And you know, you think about it, and last week I had an opportunity to talk with Paul Hornung about, you know, how it changes. And Paul Hornung is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He's obviously accomplished quite a bit in his life, but still, you know, the first thing people say about you is Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, Lamar Jackson is in that group, which is pretty phenomenal.
We're talking with Wave 3's Kent Taylor here on the Dana Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. What were some of the highlights of what you heard from him in the hotel afterward, the post-Heisman press conference? What were some of your takeaways?
Just how giddy and excited he was, you know, with his mom there as well. And Tom Jurich had told us, we asked him if you know, they have the Johnny Unitas statue at Papa John's Cardinal Stadium, and I said, you didn't build a statue for Lamar. And he's like, I think we have to. And then we asked Lamar about that, and he's like, what? That's the first I've heard of it. it was actually pretty funny. And then actually, really, one thing that jumped out to me, though, was Bobby Petrino emotional, talking about, I have to give credit to our friend Clinton Warren Spencer III, who asked him, he asked him, oh, what would it feel like the first time you said Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson? And he said, well, I haven't even said it yet. And then he gets all choked up and said, you know, the first time I say it is when I call my dad. Hmm. And, I mean, like, he was you know, it really brought him to tears. And then actually I ran into him later and he said he had an opportunity to talk to his dad. He said, you know, I called him. I said, hey, you know, we got a Heisman Trophy winner. I mean, for somebody who's been in football, you know, I mean, it's one thing for us, but for people who are so involved in it. And the thing about the Heisman Trophy is you can't like make a plan out to win it. You can't, you know, there's so many different things that have to go right for it all to happen. And so, you know, when it does, you just sit back and enjoy it. But because, I mean, if you think about, I was talking with somebody last night, the factors, like they had the Friday night game against Syracuse, which was on ESPN on a Friday night. That's when he had the hurdle and scored, you know, three touchdowns in the first five plays or whatever it was, coming off of the eight touchdowns against Charlotte. And then that got College Game Day to town. Then the performance he had against Florida State. Then he gets on the cover of Sports Illustrated. And then from there, it was just a matter of maintaining. And he still had, you know, a seven touchdown performance against Boston College. It's pretty amazing games as well. But, you know, he was the guy from that point on. I did remind them, we do the coaches show for U of L, and we had run a story on Lamar on the very first show, and there was a soundbite from Kyle Bolin from Lexington, and I had asked him about the Heisman because, you know, after the bowl game last year,
yeah,
he thought it was at least legitimate to bring it up, and he said, I had a great soundbite from him. I used it again this week because he said, well, you know what? If I'm going to be the backup, I might as well be the backup to the Heisman Trophy. And that was from Media Day. But when we ran that on the show then, I could tell they were a little bit, you know, like Coach Petrino was a little bit like, you know, I don't know if we need to be saying that.
Mm.
I reminded him of that last night.
Now, this is on Media Day before the season started.
Yes, yeah.
That's pretty good. Hey, what did you get a sense from Bobby Petrino at all about you know, what this is going to mean next year? This is a Tim Tebow situation, a positive Johnny Manziel.
They were different than us in that while we considered it to be a foregone conclusion, they were still a little nervous and worried. Mm-hmm. You know, they didn't want to believe it till it actually did happen. And so now it's just completely uncharted territory, you know, for everyone. So, yeah, we'll see. I mean, just the added attention that it's going to bring. And then, you know, I'm just hoping that he's got the Heisman Trophy now. I'd like for him to at least get invited back next year so we can come back.
Yes, because what has been your favorite part about New York? The food, the sights, the sounds?
The nightclubs?
Actually, we did not know. Brian, you have to ask Brian Winter about the nightclubs. He told me he went somewhere last night where the cover was $200.
Oh, my gosh.
He says he didn't pay that, but still.
Were the Kardashians inside?
I don't know. I don't even know who that is. No. No, I tell you what, though, we did get a chance to walk around, though. We saw, I've never been here during, I guess, I was here when I was a kid. We came, actually, for New Year's, and I was scared to death. But that was like, you know, 85, I think. Yeah, 85, 86. So, but during the holidays, it is pretty cool. We walked up to Rockefeller Center and saw the tree and all that kind of stuff. It's pretty neat. And there are so many. I mean, obviously, there are a lot of extra people in town, you know, doing their Christmas shopping and stuff like that as you walk around. And so we get to go through Central Park. We actually, it's more than you normally would get to do on a work trip, that's for sure.
Well, Kent, thank you so much. But I think before we let you go, we've got to ask you about this basketball game that's coming up in a week and a half.
Louisville, Eastern Kentucky?
Yes. Yes, because I believe the Colonels have won four or five in a row now. They are really rolling. Now, let's do the actual Kentucky, Louisville. Yeah.
The non-directional
school.
That one
on the 21st?
The 21st, yeah. Let's talk about that one.
Yeah, I think this is going to be, other than, you know, Baylor, it's a pretty big step up in competition for Louisville from what they've faced. And they're going to have some trouble with Malik Monk and De'Aaron Fox, because it's a different level of speed, I think, with Fox than maybe what they've seen. Now, Louisville does have some size. Yeah, it's kind of an interesting matchup. I'm not sure what to make of it. See if Louisville, they have some trouble scoring in the half court. They have some challenges there. So if it's an up and down game, you think that would be better for them as far as them scoring, but I don't know if that's the kind of game you want to get into with Kentucky.
Well, I mean, UCLA did, and they were able to beat Kentucky, but I watched a little bit of that UCLA-Michigan game last night, and I just think the Bruins are just really good.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, I came away from that because I went, I was there for that, and I expected that to be a blowout Kentucky win, and I came away from that thinking, boy, that TJ Leaf kid is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's really. I mean, you know, obviously Lonzo Ball is a heck of a player, but the Leaf kid was a serious. He's a serious player.
Well, I think they hung 100, if not, you know, real close to that on Michigan last night. I mean, they can score. They are a really good team. So,
yeah, that's a tough day for a guy like Jacob Davis when he has the real peppers not win the Heisman and loses the basketball game too.
All right,
fourth and one, go for it.
Oh man.
Thank you so much, Kent, for taking time to talk to us this morning, and safe travels back home. And Merry Christmas.
All right, oh, Merry Christmas to you, too. Maybe I'll see you on the 21st. Are you all going to come in?
No.
No.
To the big city? No?
No, 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 no.
But thanks. Thanks, though.
Okay, well, FaceTime me. Okay.
Bye. Bye, Kent. Kent Taylor from Wave 3 coming directly from the Big Apple this morning.
The two best Kents I know. We've had them both on this show this weekend.
Clinton Warren Spencer III.
You didn't call him by his name, Kent. That's so good. Love it. Next on the show, Lafayette quarterback, UK signee, Walker Wood on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You can trust your car to Fleet Dog.
At Fleet Dog, we break for breast cancer. It's time to stop procrastinating and schedule your mammogram. That's why Fleet Dog supports the St. Joseph Hospital Foundation's Yes Ma'am program. Fleet Dog, with the help of Advanced Auto Parts, is donating $50 from every brake job now through the end of the year to the Yes Ma'am program, providing life-saving screening, patient navigation, treatment support, and programs for reduced or low cost. We want you to break for breast cancer, too. Visit Fleet Dog at 1031 Contract Street, and you could help save a life.
It's a day unlike any other. The little hairs on the back of your neck stand straight. Your breathing, your heart rate are elevated. It is game day. Bengals football.
Dalton takes a waist-high snap, throws it into the end zone.
Oh,
Eifert,
baby.
Touchdown!
Baby.
Tyler Eifert with a red zone touchdown.
This afternoon, it's Bengals-Browns. Broadcast time on Classic Rock 92.1, 11:30.
Bengals football, presented by Paul Miller Ford. And also brought to you by MLS Power Sports, The Magic Vapor Shop, The Boot Store, Truck and Auto Extras, Banks Floor Covering, Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating and Air, Danville Foreign Cars and Recreation, and Line-X of Kentucky. Bengals football on Classic Rock 92.1.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment, the premium brand that's affordably priced. Plus, for a limited time, save $60 on the popular MS-250 chainsaw. Now just $299.95. Plus, get a free Woodsman carrying case with the purchase of select steel chainsaws. Stop by Moses's in Georgetown for more details. Find Moses's at steeldealers.com. Start easier, work smarter, and finish faster with steel. Offer valid through December 31st at Moses's, 511 North Broadway in Georgetown, while supplies last. All prices BES SRP.
There's so much going on in Lexington in December. The holidays. Want to have a holiday party? Go to Tony's. Basketball. Want to watch this great season of Cats basketball unfold? Go to Tony's Steaks and Seafood. The best food, the best service, the family atmosphere you love. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood, right across from Triangle Park. Visit tonysoflexington.com. And happy holidays.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
ESPN Sports Radio
1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We've got the quarterback for the Lafayette Generals, who just finished his career as quarterback for the Lafayette Generals. And along the way, Several colleges came a-calling, and he decided to say, I'm staying home and going to the University of Kentucky. And he graduates here in about a week, and then he'll enroll at Kentucky for the spring semester. Walker Wood joins us now here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Good morning, Walker.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Can we get a quick update on that, how you are with that leg and everything?
Yes, ma'am. I have surgery Tuesday morning, and I'll be out for about 3 months, I think, and then I'll be up and at it again. So it's not too bad, and it's better than a tear or anything like that.
Well, that's good news.
So no tears, thank goodness.
Right.
So now, how long will you have to, like, hobble around? Like, you're going to spend your first semester of college, what, getting to class on a golf cart or crutches, or what are you going to do?
I'm not really sure what the plan is for that right now. It might be a golf cart. It might not. I'm not sure. I know that I'll definitely have to be on crutches for, like, the first week or two. So I guess I'll have to talk to them about that. But that'll be a good experience.
Now, so you do think you will be ready by spring to participate?
See, January, February, March. Spring ball is in April, yeah. Then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'll be ready.
Now, is that the goal? Is that kind of your mindset, is get things back to 100% by spring practice?
Yes, sir. Yeah, definitely. I definitely want to be back for spring practice so I can get in there and compete and experience that for the first time.
Now, you were there yesterday, so I hear. Some of these guys that report on Kentucky spotted you and your teammate Jed Wills out there at the practice facility yesterday. What was it like to go through that place for the first time watching bowl practice? Like, you've been there before, but this is the first time you've seen these guys practicing for a bowl game.
Right, and it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun yesterday, and all the players and coaches, there was a lot of good energy in the building, and I don't want to say anyone was uptight. I thought it was like a real relaxed kind of day, but they still got after it and worked hard, and I got to see Landon and a bunch of other guys on the team, so it was a good time, and I love how they do things, and I think they had a really good practice.
Now, Dan mentioned that you had a teammate with you, and Jed is already committed to Alabama, but is there, you know, I think we all maybe have a hope or an inkling that maybe it's things aren't done yet, and Coach Stoops even said yesterday when he was asked about it, we never stop recruiting someone, and we're going to make it really hard for them to tell us no.
Right, and I agree with Coach Stoops. I know they're going to stay after Jed and keep going after him, but at the end of the day, it's all up to Jed, and I'm a supporter in whatever he does, and I know me and him, we had a good time yesterday, but it's his college decision, and I'm going to be happy for him wherever he goes.
What kind of stuff do you guys do when you go over there? I mean, this isn't like, you know, you're driving over from, flying in from California, and you get one chance to take a look at the place or whatever. This is, you've been there a bunch. I mean, do you guys bring your families in? What kind of stuff do you do while you're on a visit over there?
Well, it was actually my mom and dad's first time over there yesterday looking at the new facility, so that was the main reason I was over there, and I wanted them to see everything before I really got in there.
Yeah.
But really, they were taking the tour the whole time, and I was in the lounge playing pool or Madden with Jed. So, I mean, we've kind of seen everything, so there wasn't much more to see, so we really kind of just hung out with the guys or just ate and chilled out and talked to the coaches.
So for you, Walker, you're going to be done with high school here in the next week. What kind of feeling is that for you to not go that last semester with all the guys you've been in high school with for, you know, your whole high school career, and to make that move to college? What are you nervous? What are you feeling right now?
I think there's a lot of emotions that come with that, and it's definitely bittersweet because, I mean, leaving high school and leaving all those guys I've been with the last 4 years, and some of them even longer than that, that sucks that I'm not going to get to experience that last semester of high school with them. And all the fun that goes with that. But I think I'm making a business move by getting over to UK in January and getting over to dive in the playbook and getting to know everyone on the team and getting to compete in spring ball. And I think that's going to take me where I want to be. And it's going to give me an opportunity to compete and get settled into college. So when that next semester rolls around, I'll be comfortable while everyone's kind of trying to get adjusted and catch up.
But, like, what about prom?
I went last year, so I got that in. And, I mean, maybe I'll go this year. I haven't really thought about it that much.
Yeah, you can still go, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I can. So, I mean, I'm usually a just kind of go with the flow kind of guy. So if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
We're talking with Lafayette quarterback and UK commit Walker Wood here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. All right, Walker, here it is. Steven Johnson, Drew Barker, Gunnar Hoke, Luke Wright, Davis Mattingly, and incoming transfer Danny Clark, or freshman Danny Clark. And you, that's seven quarterbacks on the roster. What are your thoughts?
It's going to be a lot of fun. We got a lot of great guys in one room, and I know some of them pretty well, and they're all competitors, so it's going to be fun to get in there and compete with. There's going to be no animosity in the room, and that's how Coach Henshaw runs his quarterbacks, but we're still going to have a lot of fun. At the same time, we're competing. I can't wait to be a part of it.
Are you open to other positions? I know you want to play quarterback, but, you know, one guy can play. If something happens, maybe a second guy plays. This year they played three guys ultimately, but the third person, you know, played very, very little. Would you be open to playing other positions if they asked you, or would you think about it yourself and just say, hey, all right, I've been here a couple years and or whatever? I mean, what's your thought process there? Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Football's a team sport, and this isn't about me at all. I'm coming to the team, and I'm just trying to be a little part of and make something happen with the rest of those guys. So whatever the coach is asking me to do, I'm going to do. And if that's give water to the other guys on the sideline or go throw touchdowns, that's what I'm going to do, because that's the job they gave me. So whatever they do, I'm going to do. But my goal is to play quarterback, and I want to compete. And but whatever Coach Stoops or anyone asks me to do, that's what I'm going to do.
I know you were certainly focused on your team at Lafayette this year, and what a season it was. You guys go to back-to-back state championships, so congrats to you on that. But when you're looking ahead to Kentucky, and they started out the season the way they started it out, and then they finish it the way they finish it, what are kind of your emotions and thoughts, you know, as someone who had already committed and then they start out so poorly and you hear all of the talk around the program and then they finish it with a win over Louisville and a bowl game on New Year's Eve in Jacksonville? Just kind of talk about the progression through the season and watching your future team.
I think it's exciting, especially for me, since being committed for a little bit longer than some people have and going through the ups and downs, it makes it a little more special, because I was there at a low, and now I'm right here at a high, and it's a good feeling that you're still there, and I'm really happy. I was loyal to them, and I put my faith and trust in Coach Stoops, and I think it's working out well, and I think he's done a great job. I think he's going to continue to do a great job, and Kentucky football is going to keep going up and up and up, and I'm just glad I can be a part of it here soon.
And when you're over there, are you talking to Coach Grant and Coach Henshaw more than Stoops, or is that kind of who you've been with?
I'm mostly hanging out with Coach Henshaw, because, I mean, when I get there in January, that's who I'll be with the most, is Coach Henshaw. He's a quarterback coach. He develops all the quarterbacks, and I'll be with him all day in meetings, and I'll be with him all day in practices. So, I mean, I hang out with him the most. But, I mean, I talk to all the coaches, from the DB coaches and Coach Klink and Coach Ellie and everyone in between. So that's not like I'm just talking to Stoops or Coach Grant. So I talk to everyone, but I hang out with Henshaw the most.
Well, this stuff happens so fast, Walker, that, you know, you're not going through your last semester as a senior at high school. You're skipping that to go enroll at college. So the football season just ended. You're going to have Christmas, then you're going to college, and you're there. So I don't know how much time you've had to reflect and look back, but I think about this. I can remember when you were a freshman, and I believe it was Clay Bolin, wasn't he the quarterback on the team who got injured? Is that right?
Yes, sir. Yeah. He was one of them, yes, sir.
Yeah, Clay Bolin was playing quarterback at Lafayette. He wound up at Bourbon County and had a great career. Kyle Bolin's mm-hmm. younger brother. And Walker got inserted into the lineup, and I'm shooting the game up in the stands, and I don't really know anything about Walker, or I just knew that Clay Bolin wasn't playing. And so I overhear these guys from Lafayette going, I'm telling you, this freshman's really good. I don't know, you know, they might just stick with him, you know, healthy or not, the starting quarterback. He might just stick with this kid. He wind up, you know, doing okay as a freshman. And then as a sophomore, it was 1,000 yards rushing and 2,000 passing. And then again as a junior, and then again as a senior. And the biggest thing, not just having these career numbers, these great numbers, but it was Lafayette leading a Fayette County public school to back-to-back state championship game appearances. Because when I look back and did the history here, Henry Clay's been three times. Tate's Creek has been three times.
Bryan Station has
been three times.
Oh.
Dunbar's been once. And now you guys have been four times. And it would have been two had it not just been for the last 2 years with you and your teammates getting there. So I know you guys obviously wanted to win one, but we're talking a long, long time here of history. We're talking 14 appearances by Fayette County Public Schools in 50-something years, 60 years, since the whole thing started. And you guys got four of them, two in the last 2 years, and the first since, I think, like 1999 or 2000. So can you appreciate all of that stuff? Even though you guys didn't get the title that you sought, you still had a heck of a run there at Lafayette.
Right, and I absolutely can appreciate it. I think I'd be crazy if I walk away from my last four years at Lafayette and being mad and bitter after all the things that we've done. And you're right, obviously the main goal is to win the state championship, and we didn't accomplish that. So that does hurt, but I can't walk away being mad. I know I gave it everything I had, and all my teammates did, and my coaches did the same, and everyone was with each other every step of the way. So it was an awesome experience in these last 4 years. I learned a lot from everyone around me, and Coach Shaw and Coach Matthews for sure. Those two were like almost like second and third dads for me, and it went down to more than just football. I learned a lot about myself and about life these last 4 years at Lafayette. So it was really more about winning games It was just Coach Shaw was making me and my teammates better people and getting us prepared for life. And I think that's one reason that I'm going to be able to go to UK a semester early, and I think I'll be all right.
And you almost said as much, or went a little bit more in depth, and you put it out on Twitter, kind of a letter to your teammates mm-hmm. and your classmates and what the last 4 years have meant to you. And I thought that was a very cool thing. So you're certainly, it is an emotional time.
Yeah, for sure. Because, I mean, I'd say like the last four years for me at Lafayette is I've had some of the most fun I've ever had in my life. And, I mean, it was high school, and I don't think I'll ever forget it. And I think I've made friends that I'll have for a lifetime and connections other than my actual high school friends for a lifetime, like my coaches and things, and they've all been a very, very big part of my life. And it is going to be tough getting away from that, but with coming along with that, knowing them and what they've taught me, that's how life is, and you got to keep moving on. And it's gonna be a lot of fun to try to do that again in the next 4 years at UK. And I think I'm going to love UK football just as much as I loved Lafayette football.
We're talking with Walker Wood, UK commit, quarterback at Lafayette these past 4 years. And we did talk a little bit about your future at UK at quarterback possibly, but that's the position you'll be competing at, and that's what you've been recruited as. But the odds are so stacked against you being a 6-foot-tall guy trying to play in the SEC. Who do you look to, or what are some of the things that give you confidence that size is not going to matter? It's more your heart and your ability.
I got a little saying. Well, I mean, I got a bunch of sayings that I tell myself all the time, but one of my favorites that I heard when I was little is that it's not the dog in the fight, it's the fight in the dog. And that's really just saying it doesn't matter who's out there fighting, it's what's inside them. And that's just something I go by, and I really truly do believe in that. But, I mean, there's a bunch of quarterbacks to look up to, and Russell Wilson and Johnny Manziel and guys like that. And
Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, and he's one of my favorites. I read his book last summer, and he actually had the same and similar shoulder injury to me after he went from the Chargers to the Saints, and he went in there in New Orleans and changed things around right after an injury that was actually worse than mine. And he's a great guy and a great quarterback, and I definitely look up to people like him.
So do you consider yourself kind of like a football junkie? Are you watching college football on Saturdays and NFL on Sundays? And how much film do you watch even of yourself and your team? Is it something that you know, are you in the film room all the time? Are you that kind of guy that dives into it, like a Peyton Manning type who's, you know, certainly notorious for being well-studied on the game?
I would like to think so, and I don't know if I'm to the level of Peyton Manning yet.
Well, yeah, no,
I've watched videos on him, and he's stated in one of his interviews that he spent 3 hours on one throw because he didn't like his throwing motion, and I don't think I've ever done that.
Well, that just seems crazy.
But I do watch a lot of film, and I do love watching football, and I try to take something from everyone when I'm watching Tom Brady on Sundays or anyone else on Saturdays. And I love the game, and I really don't know what I'm going to do after football because I love it so much. And maybe when my playing career is over, I'll try to be involved with football, and maybe not. I don't know, but I love the game a lot, and I like everything about it. So I work hard at it.
So once again, Walker, before we let you go, tell us, what happened to the knee, and then what are you having done to it?
I dislocated it in the game, and in doing that, when it popped back in place, it had to fight over like ligaments that are holding it together. So in turn, it chipped off some of the bone off the patella. And then I got cartilage damage. I was just like a little cartilage damage. So we'll go in and scope it. There'll be like three little holes. They'll scrape out some cartilage to like smooth it out so there's no loose pieces, and then they'll nail back the bones back together. And I'll be in rehab or physical therapy. I had it Tuesday, and I'll be in physical therapy Friday after that. And we'll get going again, getting it back in shape, and I'll be good in no time.
How painful was that? I mean, were you in extreme pain that night?
On the field, it hurt pretty bad. It hurt pretty bad.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Yeah, I can understand. Oh man, I can't imagine.
By the way, Dan was super sore from. Would you shoot basketball?
Oh no, that was frisbee.
Frisbee, yeah, he was super sore from frisbee.
Just the arm, just the right arm. Yeah. Thanks, Mary Jo. So. Thank you. Thanks for that. I'm not 18.
We wish you all the best, Walker. A speedy recovery, and we can't wait to watch you at the next level.
Yes, thanks.
Thank you so much.
Walker Wood there. Thank you. Take care. Best of luck on the surgery, no doubt.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
But he told us some stuff. We'll talk about it a little bit next year on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
There's so much going on in Lexington in December. The holidays, Want to have a holiday party? Go to Tony's. Basketball. Want to watch this great season of Cats basketball unfold? Go to Tony's Steaks and Seafood. The best food, the best service, the family atmosphere you love. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood, right across from Triangle Park. Visit tonysoflexington.com. And happy holidays.
Ride rough, ride tough. MLS Power Sports got the ride you're looking for.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown, to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride victoriously.
Most of all, ride victoriously.
Lace up your skates and hit the ice. The Unified Trust Company Ice Rink in Triangle Park is back for another season of downtown fun. The rink is open daily and skate rental is available. Ice skating is a fun and healthy activity for all ages, and the Unified Trust Company Ice Rink is the perfect spot for birthday parties, family bonding, and date night. What are you waiting for? Come join the fun. For more details, including hours of operation, visit downtownlex.com.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, we were just talking there to Walker Wood from Lafayette and about to go to UK, and he wants to play quarterback. He's a little bit undersized as far as that goes, 6 foot, but he's he is super dynamic.
Yes. That's the best way to describe him.
I did mean to ask him about Mr. Football because it's between him and Jake Johnson from Pulaski County. And when you look at Walker's numbers overall, sophomore year, junior year, senior year, it was 1,000 yards rushing every year, 1,500 one of those years. 2,000 yards passing over that, I believe, junior and senior year. As a sophomore, it was close. It was like 1,800 yards or something like that. But the touchdowns are crazy.
Yeah.
We're talking like 20 touchdowns apiece, 20
rushing
throwing it
and
rushing every year. So I think it's up in the 70s, like maybe 73 rushing and 74 passing, something like that. But what he does for that team, or has done for that team, of course you cannot discount it all coming together with a Jed Wills and a Landon Young and an Alex Simpson. He got hurt this year. He's another hoss cat up there for Lafayette on the front line. But Lafayette has been blessed with a Division I front line for the past 3 years. And then you put a Walker Wood in there. Lafayette is always going to have good skill kids. They've had it. I mean, and you hear a different name in those positions year after year, at receiver, running back, and they just keep coming. The Jed Wills, Landon Youngs, Walker Woods don't just keep coming. So it was a perfect combination of all of them together that created this. And so I don't know. I don't even know who I'm voting for yet. It's either Walker Wood or it's Jake Johnson. It's a coin toss. Either one is so deserving of the award. But Walker told us, and this isn't out there yet, just today he told us, he is having surgery Tuesday. He's going to be out 3 months, roughly. He anticipates 3 months to recover and rehab. And it's on his knee to have some cartilage, you know, scoped out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says he'll be on crutches for a couple weeks. But he didn't tear anything, no ligament tears, and he thinks he'll be back for spring. That's the goal, that he will be going through UK football spring practice and be 100% to go.
which you would hope, because that's the whole reason he's leaving school, high school early, is so that he can be a part of that. So we wish him a speedy recovery.
Absolutely. All right, coming up, we're going to talk UK basketball, of course, and then the opening of the gifts from Josh next here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Lace up your skates and hit the ice. The Unified Trust Company Ice Rink in Triangle Park is back for another season of downtown fun. The rink is open daily and skate rental is available. Ice skating is a fun and healthy activity for all ages, and the Unified Trust Company Ice Rink is the perfect spot for birthday parties, family bonding, and date night. What are you waiting for? Come join the fun. For more details, including hours of operation, visit downtownlex.com.
Bengals football, presented by Paul Miller Ford, 975 East New Circle Road, and also brought to you by MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown, the Magic Vapor Shop, with three Bluegrass area locations, the Boot Store, just south of Man O' War on Nicholasville Road, Truck and Auto Extras, 1098 East New Circle Road, Banks Floor Covering, 1117 Winchester Road, Barkley Blevins Plumbing, Heating and Air, 939 Winchester Road, Danville Foreign Cars and Recreation, 1227 Lebanon Road in Danville, and Line X of Kentucky, 119 Howard Street in Nicholasville. Bengals football on Classic Rock 92.1.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
Bowl season kicks off Saturday with a triple header. Coverage of the Gildan New Mexico Bowl begins at 2 Eastern, followed by the Raycom Media Camellia Bowl and the RNL Carriers New Orleans Bowl. It's bowl season on ESPN Radio. Oklahoma has won 9 straight, the Big 12 title, and are ranked 7th in the nation. 14th-ranked Auburn awaits. The All-State Sugar Bowl, Monday, January 2nd at 8:30 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio.
The Empire's creating a weapon with the power to destroy entire planets.
The time to fight is now!
5 days.
Welcome to Rogue One.
The rebellion begins.
There is a 97.6% chance of failure.
You're all rebels, aren't you?
Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters and IMAX 3D Friday.
The College Football Playoff. First in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, undefeated and number one ranked Alabama faces Washington, the fourth ranked team in the nation and Pac-12 champion. Then in the PlayStation Fiesta Bowl, ACC champion and second ranked Clemson faces number three Ohio State. The College Football Playoff. Coverage begins New Year's Eve at 2 Eastern on ESPN and on ESPN Radio.
ESPN, Sports Radio 1300, WLHG Lexington, and LM Communications Broadcasting Station.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Right now, the Broncos will welcome back quarterback Trevor Siemian today against the Titans. He will start, according to ESPN's Adam Schefter. Siemian was out last week with an injured foot. Redskins tight end Jordan Reed will likely play versus the Eagles. He's been sidelined since suffering a separation of the AC joint in his left shoulder Thanksgiving Day. Philadelphia running back Ryan Matthews and receiver Jordan Matthews both expected to play. Receiver Dorial Green-Beckham is not expected to play. Falcons receiver Julio Jones dealing with turf toe, listed as questionable. Receiver Mohamed Sanu is out. Saints running back Mark Ingram expected to play. Receiver Michael Thomas a pregame decision. Lions tight end Eric Ebron and receiver Marvin Jones expected to play. A decision on running back Theo Riddick will be made during pregame warm-up. The Cowboys, winners of 11 straight, can clinch the NFC East with a win over the Giants in the Sunday night game. It would be their second division title the last three seasons. Dallas won 2 division titles total between 1999 and 2013. NBA, Oklahoma City's Russell Westbrook eyeing his 8th straight triple-double against the Celtics tonight. That would break a tie with Michael Jordan and Oscar Robertson for the second longest triple-double streak in league history. Boston, though, has not given up a triple-double in 225 consecutive games. That is the longest active streak in the NBA. Clippers forward Blake Griffin should return from a sore knee tomorrow night. NHL, the Flyers try and run their winning streak to 9 when they visit the Red Wings. Baseball, the Angels acquired shortstop Danny Espinosa from the Nationals and get sending two pitching prospects to Washington.
As many as 10 head coaches could be on the hot seat in the NFL, but Brian Billick doesn't see many losing their job. Does Lewis Riddick agree? The answer Monday morning with Mike and Mike, 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Would you rather be racing down a trail instead of racing to the next thing on your schedule? Then it's time to ride away from boredom at MLS Power Sports during the Arctic Cat Ride Away Day sales event. Get amazing deals with financing as low as 0% on new ATVs and side-by-sides and rebates up to $3,000. Visit MLS Power Sports, 1030 Paris Pike in Georgetown to ride away with a great deal. Arctic Cat, share our passion. Offer subject to change, not all applicants will qualify. See dealer for details and program dates. Always wear a helmet and don't drink and ride.
Ride rough, ride tough, MLS Power Sports, got the ride you're looking for.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We ask students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
Christmas has come early!
Josh, smiling ear to ear. He is so happy and thrilled. To see how we're going to react. But here's the thing he tells us, you know, later.
He's so excited. He's so giddy.
Now I've got to give, before I open a present from someone who I wasn't expecting to get a present from, I need to be a jerk to him.
Yay.
That's the word. See, he likes it. No, but it was funny, though. It's when you get one of those gifts wrapped, and you can look at it, and you know exactly what it is.
Like when someone wraps a golf club, just the golf club.
Right. That's what has happened here.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, these are coffee mugs, Dan.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. They're coffee mugs. And so I think Josh wanted to be a surprise, and he says to us, he goes, I threw away the boxes that they came in.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I meant to put them in a box. And so I'm thinking, well, you work at Amazon, right? Don't they just have, like, boxes laying around?
They did. They had giant boxes, but not a small enough box to, you know.
To put the coffee.
I mean, I thought about it, but no. Just be a waste of a box. So.
But I assume there's something on the coffee mug that, because.
No, no.
Because he seems very excited about it.
Yeah, I have a feeling there is going to be a giant naked butt on mine. Just facing me and just says.
No, that's Mary Jo.
Dan. for all the times you talk out of this. Love, Josh.
I want mine to be decorated with someone dabbing. But oh. I don't know.
Well, that's the show's logo, so whoops.
Dabbing, is that right? I didn't realize that. Mary Jo, okay, you go first.
Okay.
Oh, open it
up. I'm going to do it next to the microphone so you can see it.
I wrapped it really good.
You did a good job.
It says, that's what, as a quote. And then the quote is from she.
She.
That's what she said.
So mine's just going to have said? All right, so I'm opening mine now. Josh is... Oh, he's taking a call at the moment that I'm opening mine. That's what she... Festivus! Feats of strength! Double extra large champion! Yes!
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Very good. Happy Festivus! Festivus for the rest of us.
That's perfect. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you very much, Josh. Next week.
These are awesome.
I'll have to reciprocate next week. I'll find something.
I probably won't. I'll just slap my name on, like, the thing where it says to Josh from Dan. I'll put Aunt Mary Jo. Thank you, Josh. That was very sweet, and they're both very funny.
Yes, thank you.
Dan's is significantly larger than mine.
Yeah. Well, the coffee cup that I bring in every week is significantly larger
that's true too.
Than yours. So that's probably what he was thinking there. All right, well, we'll have to take pictures of this, tweet it out. But let's go to the phones right now. Josh is on the line. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, good. How are you, Josh? Doing?
Well, I had an idea, first of all, for Josh. He works at Amazon. He just should have gotten one of those big boxes, put a bunch of rocks in it, and then put a smaller little wrapping of the coffee mugs inside of that.
Yep. That would, because I would open it up and went, a box of rocks. Thanks,
Josh.
That
would have been the ultimate surprise, too. Yeah. I mean, you guys would have thought that you got some crazy gift, but no, it's just a box of rocks. And a mug.
And a mug.
So it worked out. I just wanted to share one of my favorite memories of Walker Wood watching him. There was a bunch of memories, but one that really stands out is just recently when they were facing Simon Kenton. And Walker Wood throws a touchdown pass. All the attention is down the field. So the refs are all looking down the field. Everybody is looking there. And he just breaks out into the dance in the middle of the field. And it is literally one of the funniest things I've ever seen. He checked to see the refs weren't looking. And he just breaks out into a dance.
Well, one of the things that, and this is especially, came up in my mind last night watching the Catholics versus Convicts, 30 for 30 documentary. Too. Yeah, so I've covered Lafayette, for a long time, but these last several years with this group, and this year especially, these guys were so free-spirited, is how I would put it. Like, before the game, they're dancing around, they're very confident, they've got that swag. Eric Shaw, the head coach, kind of displays that swag, but he's letting them be who they are, you know? And they're not convicts. I don't mean it like that at all. I just mean in the sense of the way Miami came out, where they were misunderstood, or it wasn't very well accepted or looked down upon for them to act the way they acted. But you get that from Lafayette, like that swagger and that dancing. Yeah. And then as they're headed out to the coin toss, they're kind of like bobbing their heads, the music's playing, that kind of thing. And that's what this team was in that way. They liked to have fun. But they were all together. I mean, some people would look at it and say bad things. Thugs, they're just a thug or something like that. No, not at all.
They're having fun.
Yeah, they're just having fun, but people look at it differently because they're not just all buttoned up.
That disturbs me sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, I absolutely love the attitude that they brought to the field. I always thought that it was good natured too, because there's kind of a difference between having fun and then absolute just cockiness.
Yeah.
And I think they kind of towed the line there. It was a good-hearted toe of the line. And talking about that 30 for 30 on Catholics versus Convict.
Yeah.
I loved the reaction to that catch where he actually dropped it in the end zone where
– Yeah.
He's like, well, he's not going to heaven. That ref's not going to heaven.
Yeah, there's this moment, Mary Jo, where Lou Holtz is sitting there, and they're watching. I mean, this is before instant replay and all that stuff. And so Lou Holtz and Jimmy Johnson, they haven't seen a lot of these plays on TV, actually, because, they moved on.
Yeah.
And what they watch on film, they're not dissecting a touchdown catch necessarily by Miami, but dude catches the ball, he may have trapped it. But even if he didn't trap it, as soon as he rolls over, the ball goes flying out. There's no way it would have been a catch today in today's NFL or college. Not a chance. And Lou Holtz is like looking at the monitor and looking back at the, the filmmaker, whoever's interviewing him, like, are you seeing what I'm seeing? Oh, you've got to be kidding me. And then he says, well, that ref's not going to heaven.
Great.
And then the Cleveland Gary Phantom fumble. They were just livid over that thing, too. Yeah.
That was one of my favorite 30 for 30s in a while, actually. I really enjoyed watching that.
It was excellent. It was excellent all the way through. And some of the stuff I didn't even know about it, like I don't remember ever hearing that Lou Holtz and Jimmy Johnson were on the same staff at Arkansas, and when it was time to bring up the next head coach after they had fired theirs, it was Jimmy Johnson's job, really, and they went with Lou Holtz instead, and that forced Jimmy Johnson to leave. Even though Lou Holtz said, "I want you to stay and be my DC," Jimmy was like, I just can't do it. I didn't get the job I wanted. It'd be too hard for me to work for you." And then for them to come back and be a part of this Notre Dame-Miami rivalry.
Yeah.
Another great quote from that was from Lou Holtz when he was in the locker room saying, "Hey, if you guys want to fight them in the parking lot afterwards, then I'm all for it, but save Jimmy Johnson."
Yeah. Yeah. That was great. That was great. I almost told, because I told Mary Jo before the show started, I said, "I watched that last night," and I told her a couple things about it, and then I was about to tell her that Lou Holtz line, and I said, "Well, if you say you're going to watch it, I'll save
I've
that
got a
because,
DVR.
Because that's really good." But since you brought it out, yes.
I'm sorry.
No.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
No, it's so good. So good.
It's been a pleasure listening to you guys this morning. Love the interview with Walker Wood. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Much appreciated. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here. Yes, that Catholics versus convicts things. It was also a look into how a Catholic school works, like a Notre Dame. Just little subtleties that show up in there. Like this one, the guy who it's kind of about is one of this guy who started creating T-shirts back before licensing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And copyright infringement was was just to the point you couldn't, you know, sneeze on a shirt without having a problem. So he was making these T-shirts and selling them. And making money off of them. And then, like, co-captain of the basketball team was, like, the main culprit behind selling them. Like, the one guy was behind making them and designing them and all that. And the other guy was the guy selling the shirts, you know, out front of it. And they were warned not to do it and all that. But still, they did it anyway. And it wasn't like they got kicked out of school for it. They were reprimanded.
Air quotes.
But, like, the guy, he comes up here with, a Newt Rockne ticket shirt for this game, for this Miami-Notre Dame game at South Bend. And he's already been warned not to do it and not to sell shirts anymore. And he does it anyway. And he says he was worried because he had, like, $36,000 that he'd made off these shirts that morning. And he runs to this dorm and knocks on one of the father's doors and asks the father to put his briefcase in his safe for him, keep it for safekeeping. And the father's like, "Yeah, sure." But he was told not to do it, so he's doing something wrong. But the father says, "Yeah, give me the money. I'll hold it for you." And then after the fact, they say, "Bring me every dollar that you've made off selling those shirts." But anyway.
I'm still going to watch it.
Well, you got to watch it. Yeah. I'm telling you. I remember this team so well, because in 1990, I believe it was. Yes. 1990, me and a friend, a couple of buddies went to Williamsburg High School with me. We were juniors in high school, I believe. We drove down to Knoxville to see Notre Dame versus Tennessee. Notre Dame was ranked number one. Tennessee was ranked number five. And this Notre Dame team that had Tony Rice, Ricky Waters, Rocket Ishmael, Chris Zorich, Michael Stonebreaker, Todd Light. Like, all these guys they were interviewing for this Catholics convicts thing, they were all on that team. On the other side, Tennessee had Carl Pickens and Alvin Harper.
Okay.
And it was a great game, but we got there early, and we happened to be sitting behind the Notre Dame sideline. And we go down right up against, you know, the sideline before the game. And Chris Zorich is standing there, and he looks like a beast out of a movie or something. I mean, he is such a large human being. Got the bald head, and it's cold enough that, you know, smoke's coming out of his nose when he breathes and steam coming off his head. And he just looked like something out of a movie. And when you're, you know, a 16-year-old kid, you're just like, whoa. And it wound up being a great game. It came down to the very last play. Tennessee had a chance to win the game. Threw into the end zone incomplete. That was it. It was awesome because I was not rooting for Tennessee. Amidst the Tennessee fans to watch Notre Dame go in there and get them. Anyway, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more. 381-1313 is the number to call here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Rosillo and Canal.
Mark Dominic after the NFL action. What happened with Cam Newton? Why would you even invite into all this speculation? Because it doesn't seem like anybody believes this is actually just about a wardrobe violation.
In my personal opinion, I have a hard time believing that you would sit there to the NFL MVP as he walks off the bus saying, hey, look, you forgot to wear a tie this week. You're down for the first series. I just feel like there's got to be more compounded behind it because I just think that's a warning situation. To me, there's got to be another level.
Rosillo and Canal
on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Shouldn't you have a checking account that makes your life easier? Introducing Easy Checking from Republic Bank. Relax with no minimum balance or monthly maintenance fees. Easily send money through our app with Mobile Pop Money. Log into your account by scanning your finger or eye with your smartphone. And for easy access to your money, you can use 85,000 surcharge-free ATMs worldwide. Easy Checking for your hard-earned money. We're Republic Bank, and it's just easier here. $50 required to open checking account. Message and data rates may apply. Member FDIC.
Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters has holiday super deals going on now at prices even better than Black Friday. Save on thousands of accessories for all makes and models of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Remote car starts on sale, plus every brand of truck bed covers, tires, wheels, and Jeep accessories at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters. Spray-on bedliners, toolboxes, backup cameras, and even car stereos are at holiday blowout prices. WeatherTech floor liners as low as $89. Complete window tinting gift certificates, only $99. That's right, complete window tinting gift certificates, only $99. We'll beat any internet or competitor's price. Holiday super deals going on now. Prices even better than Black Friday, now. So call or come in, tell us what you want. We have it at better prices than Black Friday, all right now. All at Smoky Mountain Truck and Jeep Outfitters, behind Aurora Pools and Spas, just off West New Circle.
The following commercial contains a bunch of super secret information.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, the following commercial is all wink, wink, hush, hush.
Check to the script.
At the Body Bay, we have things. So many things. You like tie-dyes? We got them. We got rolling papers, disc golf supplies, incense, e-cigs, glassware, vapes and pipes, flow toys, and other things. Hey, 420 is a cool number, isn't it? The Body Bay, we're just like 420. We're the coolest place in town. We have staff. They are friendly. We have stuff, you know? You want to be cool, too? Shop here, and you will be. The Body Bay. 420! East New Circle Road, next to Pizza Hut in Lexington. We're the place to buy things to do stuff with.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know, we mentioned earlier that UCLA over Michigan last night.
Yeah, I watched the end of the second half, or the end of that game, probably the last 5-6 minutes.
I think UCLA is like 10-0 for the first time. I don't know.
Listen, they are a really good team, and they put up points like crazy.
Yeah. I guess Thomas Welsh, the big 7-footer, didn't play, bruised right knee. But, you know, Gonzaga won yesterday as well and is also 10-0, number 8 team in the country. They're 10-0 for the first time since they moved to Division I in like the 60s or something. So Gonzaga and UCLA, for real. Kentucky today, after Kentucky's game, it's Tennessee and North Carolina. So you get a chance to watch Kentucky's next opponent, North Carolina, against an SEC team in Tennessee, following the Kentucky game against Hofstra, which is at 3 o'clock today. We'll have UK pregame show with Matthew Lawrence and Eric Daniels, the former Wildcat, here at 2 o'clock. Hofstra has the country's leading rebounder, if you didn't know this. It's Rokas.
You know Tom Hart's going to get it right.
Exactly. It's Rokas Gustis, I believe. Anyway, 6'9" guy. Yeah, Tom Hart announcing the game. Yeah. He said, Adeboyo and Jack Calipari. But this guy averages 13.5 rebounds a game. And they like to run a 3-guard lineup. They got two seniors, one freshman, and each of them averages double-figure scoring. And two of them have made more than 20 threes this season. But it's the first ever meeting between the two schools. The Hofstra, what is their nickname, Josh? Just guessing, what do you think Hofstra's nickname is?
I feel like it'd be the Bulldogs.
The Hofstra Bulldogs. You already know, don't you, Mary Jo? Did you already see it?
Yeah, because it's on your notes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Dan doesn't send me the notes, so.
Because your talking parts are very few.
Well, you should send me the notes, though.
Send you the notes.
I want to be included on this.
Well, now that you've gotten me a present, maybe I'll send you the notes.
Yay.
The pride. Isn't a pride of lions? Hofstra pride.
I only applied to four colleges when I was in high school.
Hofstra?
And Hofstra was one of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Did you visit?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Did you get an acceptance letter?
I don't remember. I'm not positive. I only visited two schools. And of those two schools, only one of them accepted me. Northwestern did not.
I think I visited Western. Don't remember after that. DePaul was one of the schools I applied to. And I had been to their campus, not on a visit, but I'd just been there to see it. But at that time, we're talking the 90s, like $17,000 a year to go to DePaul. But it was a dream, thinking, how awesome would it be
to be in Chicago?
To go to school in Chicago, yeah, on a beautiful campus like DePaul, those old buildings.
Yeah, I had it narrowed down to Mizzou or Northwestern. It was going to be one of those two schools. So I visited both. And at Northwestern, the entrance process is much more stringent than Mizzou's.
Mm-hmm.
So you had to do, and I knew I wanted to go for journalism, so that's why those two schools.
Of course, yeah.
And so at Northwestern, you had to do a face-to-face interview with the dean of the journalism school.
Mm-hmm.
So my parents and I went, and that's in Chicago too, or just outside, right, of Chicago. And we went there, did my interview, walked out of there, and nailed it. Like, was so, I'm like, I not only am I going to get in,
yeah,
probably a full ride. Like, totally thought I was one of those people. I was like, I was in every single thing that you could be in high school, every club, every stupid thing.
Beta Club.
All of it.
French
Student
Club.
Government, French, like, yeah, everything. Didn't get in. I mean, I was,
wow,
devastated when they sent me that letter.
Oh.
And then in my head, I was like, well, I wanted to go to Mizzou anyway.
Yeah. You're lost, Northwestern.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, ESPN is basically filled of nothing but Northwestern and Syracuse.
Syracuse. There's a couple Mizzou people.
Yeah.
John Anderson,
mm-hmm,
is Mizzou.
But the thing is, if you're up there at Northwestern, you're interning and working out in Chicago, and then that leads to a job in the Northeast, and then Syracuse is in the Northeast, so you're already there. So if you, my advice to anyone who wants to get into this business, unless you want to, you know, toil away at the local level and wind up covering teams that you went to school at or something like that. Like, I enjoy living here, and I enjoy keeping up with UK and, mm-hmm, all that. But if you want to be big time, go to the Northeast. Just go. Try to get into Syracuse. If you don't go there, go to some other broadcast school or whatever, and just get in up there. New York, Philadelphia, whatever. Because you really don't have to be that talented. Just trust me. You really don't. I have seen some absolute disasters jump to a huge market. They were horrible. Mm-hmm. Or if they weren't horrible, they were just not very good. They were okay.
Get yourself an agent.
Get yourself an agent. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it's not about education and it's not about talent. It's about busting your butt and getting in front of the right people and being in the right areas.
Listen, I do feel like this show in particular, though, is about talent.
Hmm.
And also who was available from 10 to noon on Saturdays and 9 to 11 on Sundays.
Who's willing to work Who are two people willing to work 7 days a week? Come in and...
For just so much money.
Here's the payoff, Mary Jo. We just talk about whatever we want.
I know.
Somehow
people listen.
They don't tell us, hey, you need to do more of this. You need to do more of that.
Yeah.
And if they do tell us to do that, then we just go, okay. And then we still do what we want. And if you don't like it, then we don't have to work 7 days a week anymore. Right. So we have nothing to lose.
Yeah. It's
absolutely not.
This has been more than a year now.
It has. I think our anniversary of 7 days a week anyway was like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, Thanksgiving marked 1 year of
the Saturday
show. Saturday and Sunday. But then before that, we were on a full season before that. I don't really remember.
That's crazy how long that's been.
It's been a while. And it's fun, right?
It is.
Otherwise, we wouldn't get up and do it.
No.
Because I got like 4 or 5 hours of sleep Friday night. Last night I got good. Got good 8 hours last night. But every Friday night, it's like I work a 16-hour day, and then I go home and I get little sleep. And then once I get out of here, there is no nap time. It is.
No.
It is.
And 8-year-old boys don't take naps anymore. No, so,
The boys did not win their game yesterday. They've only got one left.
I'll be honest, Sam crushed it yesterday.
Did he?
He did. It was...
Played well?
You've never seen... Well, listen. These games, Josh has asked if he had a triple-double.
Mm.
For a team to score turnovers. 28 points is a lot.
Oh,
our team scored 28 points. Wow. We won 28-24.
Wow.
And I am not... He wouldn't have had a triple-double in points or rebounds, but he did in steals.
Nice.
I mean, this kid was the most disruptive defender.
All over the
other team had to call a timeout because, you know, they have one play. They run one play.
Right.
Every team at that level does. Yes. So for the other team, it was dribble up to, you know, the top of the key and then pass to the left. And Sam stole that pass over and over and over again, right? So then they had to call a timeout and change it to make sure you bounce past it because then he couldn't steal it.
Right.
But he went full court. He was stealing inbounds passes when they, because the kids just, you know, just throw it in. They're not they're not running an out of bounds play.
Right.
And Sam would run up, steal that ball, and lay it in.
Be gone.
I mean, he was a monster yesterday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch. Okay, so this is the funny thing. I teach them before the game, my kids, because the previous game, they would be dribbling down the court and somebody would just run up on them and knock it away and steal it from them. And they're usually reaching across the body. And if they called that every time, we would never play basketball.
Right. The game would never end.
It constantly happens.
Yes.
Kids are running into each other. So when I see a parent or especially a coach, we're talking volunteer coaches at the Y, but when I see them complain to the refs, I'm going, you realize you could call a foul every single time down the court. Every time.
Probably could call traveling or double dribble every time, too.
They call it sometimes.
Yeah. And you have to on the obvious ones.
Yeah.
Yes.
And let some of them go. I mean, but... So, anyway, I tell them. I'm like, look, boys. When you're dribbling and somebody's up guarding you, all you have to do is put your arm up a little bit to keep them off of you. Don't let them all the way into your body and over there reaching for the ball. Just put your arm out and keep them off of you. So one of my sons takes it to heart. I mean,
stiff arms.
I'm talking if you're going down the court on a fast break, on a, you know, you got the rebound and you're pushing the ball. Do that when somebody comes up to you. Well, he does it in the half court. And so now he's gone to where every time down the court, if he's got the ball and he was bringing it up at the top of the key, he'd put his arm out. Then he would turn his back, and then he would back his way all the way into the basket. Just absolutely back, arm out, dribbling backwards until he got underneath the basket. And so the other coach is yelling at his other kid to go knock it away from him while he's got his back turned and got his arm out. You know, go get the ball. And so what he would not do is turn and dribble towards the basket. So he would get down there, stop, and then pass it back out to the perimeter. you nuts you know, as a competitor, and you're wanting to teach at the timeout. Let me show him how. What's, you know. So finally, I got him to turn at halftime. They're shooting, warming up to get back at halftime, and I run out there and tell him to turn. My wife's like, "Get back here! Let him quit. You're not coaching." I'm like, "Okay, all right," but he did it. He turned, went, made a layup. I was like, "Yes."
Yes.
Coach Reefer! Because my last coaching suggestion was pump fake. So he gets the ball. I said, in traffic, you know, when guys are around you, pump fake. And I'm thinking, this is brilliant. No other kid is thinking pump fake. They're all going to fall for it. He'll be wide open. He gets the rebound. He's wide open. No pump fake necessary. Pump fake leaves his feet pump fake.
Ah.
And after that, I told him, don't do that again. Just forget it. Well, you know, that's next year.
Yeah, we'll work on pump fake next year.
All right, we got to take a break because Joe is on the line, and we got to get to Joe, our buddy Joe from Paris. He will be next right after this on the Dan and Mary Joe Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
There's so much going on in Lexington in December. The holidays. Want to have a holiday party? Go to Tony's. Basketball. Want to watch this great season of Cats basketball unfold? Go to Tony's Steaks and Seafood. The best food, the best service, the family atmosphere you love. It's Tony's Steaks and Seafood, right across from Triangle Park. Visit tonysoflexington.com. And happy holidays.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, even eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Claire. When it comes to your dental health, there's an old saying, good dentistry isn't expensive, lack of good dentistry is. Let me show you how to smile with confidence again.
For all your dental needs, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington.
It's the season for savings at Aurora. Stop in today and shop our huge selection of hot tubs starting at just $29.95 from leading brands. And authentic finished saunas starting at $19.95. Or save thousands off endless pools and swim spas. And we're not done. As a thank you for a great year, we're giving away a brand new Nordic sports spa. Stop in today and register to win now through December 21st. And you could have it by Christmas. It's the season of savings and giving now at Aurora Pools and Spas. Call us at 299-2932.
Your dental needs don't have to just stop at general cleaning. Are you embarrassed about missing teeth? Become comfortable and confident again with dental implants from Dr. Claire. Visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue, Lexington, for all your dental needs.
Do you avoid laughing aloud, smiling, or eating in public because your denture may slip or a space left by missing teeth may show? If so, visit Dr. Claire at 145 Walton Avenue in Lexington to see if dental implants are right for you and get back to eating and speaking with comfort and confidence again.
ESPN Sports Radio 13. The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
381-1313 is the number to call to get in here. Joe has done that, our buddy from Paris. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. Boy, I feel a rough day. I must have whatever you had there last week or so, boy.
Oh, no.
Things, you know. But I want to hit on a bunch of little topics. One Monday, I heard somebody complaining about Randall Cobb doing a snow angel. Come on, that was one of the best moves in a long time.
Yes. Why would somebody complain about that?
They said he was hot-dogging.
Oh, geez.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought, what? I mean, he was just having fun. That's like something a kid would do.
Yeah, grief. Have you watched the NFL before?
Yeah.
That's like the least hot dog move that is made after a touchdown.
Yeah. And, okay, Orlando Chapman went back to the Yankees. What were they thinking giving that man that kind of money?
I don't know.
Two innings every 5 days or so?
Hey, I love it because I'm telling you right now, he doesn't have 5 years in him at 100 miles per hour. He's already thrown the most pitches at 100 or plus in the history of baseball. Like, I saw a stat the other day. He's thrown more than 2,000 pitches at that speed and velocity. And he's been doing it for about 5 years now. He can't do it for another five.
No, that elbow will be gone before.
Yeah, it's just not possible. It's too much torque on that arm.
Yeah, and you know, you talk about talent on the air. Yeah, I got fired from 2 jobs on the air. No wonder they don't like talent anymore. Hey, do you all, I'm going to ask you a question, like the Mad Max movies?
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
I mean, well, and there was Mad Max and the Road Warrior. Well, they have somebody, I finally found it on YouTube. There is an old black and white version of Mad Max that was made before the Mad Max and the Road Warrior movies out there, and it's really good. So,
well, apparently this latest one, now, I mean, that was up for Best Picture, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
and
Fury Road.
I didn't even like it, though.
I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't see that one.
I think I was spoiled by the real old movies. You know, the Road Warrior was really became a big hit in the United States, and then they brought Mad Max back, and it was like, you know, it's kind of like the Billy Jack movie. Nobody ever saw Born Losers until Billy Jack came out. So, you know, it's like, here I am, I'm going off on a tangent again.
Yeah.
The cold medicine must have just kicked in.
What are you making chicken noodle soup or something today, then?
I'm not making anything. My daughter's coming up and making a lasagna because I feel just, I mean, I was freezing to death all day yesterday, and I'm one of these guys that don't get cold.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I just feel rough, so my daughter said she would come up and cook for me today, and I said, well, y'all probably be eating, not me. You know? But that's the way life goes. I really enjoy it. If I don't talk to you all, I hope both of y'all have a very Merry Christmas, your families, your children, because I know what it is. I've got 5 grown kids, and Christmas is also, you know, always a special time of year. And, you know, y'all really bring a lot of joy to me, and I appreciate it. And thank you very much.
You do the same to us.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Joe.
Take care.
We always look forward to hearing from Joe, and a Merry Christmas to you and yours, Joe. Because we will have, let's see, we've got one more weekend left, and then we're off for a couple weekends. We're going to take off Christmas weekend and New Year's weekend. And I know the Cats are playing on New Year's Eve, but...
But we would like to watch that game.
Yeah.
We would be on the air that day.
We got family that we would like to spend time with. Because to me, my philosophy on things is we all work too much. Our entire country is so consumed with the dollar that we don't value time with our families enough. And so it dictates everything. So instead of having like a 4-day work week, mm-hmm, or a 32-hour work week, or being closed on the holidays, just everything we do, we just work too much and spend too little time with our families. And to me, that stuff is more important. Friendships, family bonds, spending time together, enriching one another's lives is more important than, you know, having a nice car or bigger house or making a bunch of money. It'd be nice to be rich, though.
Yeah. No,
that would be fine with me if all my hard work made me rich, but it does not. So I would rather spend the time with my family. Hence, we will not be on Christmas weekend.
Or New Year's weekend.
But today the Cats play, and Hofstra is 6-4, have lost to Sacred Heart, Manhattan, Vermont, and St. Bonaventure. So this will be one of those games where Kentucky just throws it on them, looks spectacular, but there is still that bad taste in your mouth from UCLA. Like, nothing is going to do until Kentucky beats North Carolina or Louisville or Kansas. You know, until they play some real competition again. You still don't know, because you thought you knew, and then UCLA came in. But I think what's going to happen is UCLA is going to be one of the top five teams in the country all year.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, well, that's why. And if you happen to meet UCLA again, which would be phenomenal if that happened, you would know better how to play them. Because if you play your game, they're just as good at your
game. Yes, they are.
So you would have to be better at them at that, which you could be, but it's a bigger risk. Michael Mulder has got playing time in the last game, whereas previously he didn't play against UCLA at all.
Isaiah Briscoe has actually been campaigning for him to get more time.
It was funny. Briscoe was saying that if Mulder makes a mistake, that sometimes Calipari will look at Briscoe and be like, eh, it's your boy. And Briscoe said he just kind of puts his head down like, I know. I know. Just let him play through it. Keep him in just a little bit longer. Now, Calipari's biggest, you can tell, and I think this affects Derek Willis more than anyone, is Calipari has such a quick hook when it comes to, he'll say, I don't take you out for missing shots. I don't take you out for turning the ball over. That's not what I take you out for. I take you out for energy, effort, and defense. And so if Derek Willis gets beaten by his man off the dribble, it's like, that's it.
Yeah.
That's the only time you're allowed to do it, and I'm taking you out right now. And if he doesn't get the rebound, like, I know rebounding is all effort, but sometimes the ball just bounces away.
Yeah.
You cannot get two hands on it physically from the position that you're in. And the hook is so quick, I think it affects how Derek Willis plays sometimes. It's just, it's like you're not playing free out there. You're playing like scared to screw up. And I think it affects him more, just his mental makeup. I think some people it just rolls off. I think some people it affects more, and I think it affects Derek more. And it's a shame because
what he's really good at, he probably needs to stay in the game,
right,
and get that rhythm built up,
right,
knocking down shots.
Calipari will say, well, if I keep you in longer, what, you're just going to make more mistakes? So instead of getting beat on defense once, you'll get beat on defense three times? No, that's not how it works. So I get where the coach is coming from as well. But I think you got to give him some run. Like he even said at one point with Michael Mulder, he said, I'm just going with this rotation and I'm leaving him in no matter what. 4-minute stretch, they're going in. So sometimes I wish he would do that with, of course, Mulder, but also Willis. So I think Willis could be outstanding if you would let him work through that a little bit.
I also think he's going to play at the next level in the NBA. Not overseas. Yeah. I think he's really going to play in the NBA.
Like he just does have to learn how to stay in front of his man. But if you only get a couple chances to do that, then he yanks you out of there.
Yeah.
How do you, like, if I'm trying to guard Josh and he's got a move that he makes on me and gets by me, and then I get yanked, the next time I guard him, I didn't have time to adjust.
Yeah.
So that's the move. Okay, so be prepared for that now, this time. I don't know. I would like to see him play more. One more break in our final segment here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I know a million people already did this. Let's make it
the Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I'm in control of my world. My world is the same every day.
Every minute, my world seems to get a little smaller. My world is driving me crazy.
My world? What world? If your world is controlled by alcohol, there is hope.
We're AA. Alcoholics helping other alcoholics get sober for more than 70 years.
You'll find us in the phone book, your local newspaper, or on the web at AA.org. Alcoholics Anonymous.
Winter has finally rolled around here in central Kentucky, and that means the holidays are on their way. It also means the folks at Highbridge are busy preparing for Santa's visit. Each year, Santa stops in Wilmore to pick up a few thousand gallons of pure Highbridge Springs water. Since Highbridge doesn't deliver to the North Pole, and Santa only visits once a year, he has to load up with Highbridge for himself, Mrs. Claus, and those 8 tiny reindeer. It's their favorite holiday drink. Well, of course it's true. Haven't you heard the story about 'twas the night before Christmas, when all through the house, empty Highbridge bottles were strewn about? This holiday season, give your family, friends, and employees the best in class with great-tasting, healthy Highbridge Springs. Call us toll-free today for delivery to your home or business at 888-547-6971 or on the web at highbridgesprings.com.
Family owned and operated for over 30 years. The Hybrid Springs family wishes you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year.
He's the founding member, the voice, and the songwriter of the legendary Moody Blues. The volunteers of the Troubadour Concert Series and Hybrid Springwater present Justin Hayward in concert.
Nights in white satin.
Justin Hayward in concert, Lexington Opera House, Tuesday, February 14th. For tickets, 233-3535, presented by Hybrid Springwater and ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Yeah!
Could be a party at Rupp this afternoon.
Expecting upwards of 22,000 for the UK women against Arizona State? I don't believe Arizona State's ranked.
I think they are, 23.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. UK is ranked 15th, of course, beat Oklahoma, and then turned around and lost to Louisville in a game they could have won or could have tied late, tight game. UK had the lead in that game late as well. But Kentucky beat Middle Tennessee State Friday night, 61-48, to improve to 7-2. Sophomore point guard Taylor Murray, 16 points, 7 rebounds, played outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Evelyn Akator, the big presence in the middle, 13 points, 12 rebounds, 6th double-double of the season for her out of 8 games. And then Michaela Epps, 13 points. She had foul trouble the whole first half of that that game against MTSU. So today it's against Arizona State, 1 o'clock. You can watch the game on the SEC Network, which works out perfectly because then at 3 o'clock, Kentucky plays Hofstra. But there's some good football on it. Did you see Seattle and Green Bay at Lambeau Field in the snow?
Yeah.
Woo!
I know. The Vikings at Jacksonville? Come on!
Ugh. You know, I don't even know who the Bears play. I just turn it on just to be surprised because I can't follow it so closely. Like, all right, let's see who they're playing today.
Yeah.
And then I see what, you know, if they're getting destroyed. Or if there's just a better matchup on, period.
Which there is.
Yeah.
Regardless. Hey, we do need to mention that this week, Billy Gillespie suddenly retired.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not even mid-season. He was still coaching at his alma mater.
Yeah.
Ranger Junior College, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
For health reasons. And there was a great article written about him, and I can't quite remember who wrote it now, a national guy. And said his failures at Kentucky should not be how he's remembered as a coach. It probably will be.
Yeah.
Because
it was the biggest stage.
It was the biggest stage. And then the microscope was on him in Texas Tech the next year. There was all the complaints from players, you know, about his harshness and the way he coached. And then there was, of course, the, you know, entering the treatment facility and all the other things that went along with it. But if you go before Kentucky, you know, he had a great career, and it was about a love of basketball and that he should be remembered, you know, someone who just loved coaching basketball. And his ways about it may have been unorthodox.
They were old from a different.
Yeah.
This is probably harsh. But I liken it to a child who is raised a certain way and then grows up and decides to raise his kid that way. You think about Adrian Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
He got in trouble for whipping his kid with a switch, his 4-year-old. And some saw that as child abuse. He's like, no, that's how I was raised. You get whipped. That's it. You know, you get your butt whooped if you mess up. And I think Billy Gillespie probably came up in that old school mentality of berating players, pushing them too far, mental games, you know, almost abuse of the body. Mm-hmm. To some point. That's what he knew. That's how Bobby Knight coached. It worked for him.
And there were some players that absolutely loved him, like A.C. Law was,
yeah,
you know, his star at Texas A&M, and he would always talk about how much Coach G meant to him and how great he thought he was and how he pushed him. So
Billy Gillespie didn't dislike Ramel Bradley and Joe Crawford and Patrick Patterson, Josh Harrelson. You know what?
He may have disliked Josh Harrelson.
I think he's a coach. Coaches love their players. He's just trying to bring the best out of them, and the way he knows how to do it is the worst way to do it. And it's just also we live in a different time where we know you don't have to treat kids this way to get the results you want. It's not how it's done anymore. We've evolved past that, and that's not how we do things. Even watching like Catholics Convicts last night, some of the stuff Lou Holtz would say to his players and how he treated them is probably not done as much today. Like coaches, if you could go inside every college practice or whatever, you would just hear too much stuff that you would go, oh no, that's horrible. You can't.
Yeah.
It's like I learned early not to tell my mom what my coach would say to me, or else she would be down there yelling at the
and
coach.
And that's the worst.
Yeah. That's what you want. Your mom at practice yelling at your coach to take up for her baby.
No,
that's not what you want. Stuff is just said. You're called names. It happens. It's okay. It's not going to crush your mentality. You're not going to. Kids are also resilient. You're going to bounce back from it. It's just motivational tactics.
Mm-hmm.
And insults are fine. If you think about it, at least guys do this. Some of your best friends, that's all you do is insult each other. I mean, you are coming at each other hard all the time, crossing lines, but there really are no lines to cross when it comes to that. You know, there's no hurt feelings that way. So I wouldn't ever, like if a coach was mean to me over something or said something, I wouldn't go cry about it. You know what I mean? It just...
I do think there were some hurt feelings in Billy Gillespie's case, and especially at Texas Tech. You know, when the players basically went to the administration and said, we don't want him here anymore.
Yeah.
But he
they grew up at a different time.
Yes.
We're not used to this. This is not the way it's supposed to be.
But he did make mention that doctors had said if he does not get his blood pressure under control, things will get real bad.
Yeah.
So I, you know, of course we don't, you know, we wish him. I'm glad that he is taking his health. Seriously.
Yeah. Was that a tough time since he left you?
He has had a tough time. He's lost at least $3 million in a Ponzi scheme. He's, you know, been fired.
Well, he wasn't gone from here 6 months, and he had blown up and gained about 40 pounds and been arrested for DUI.
And even being at the junior college, he said he had all of his wins from last year wiped away from having an ineligible player.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like things have not gone well for him.
No, they have not.
And he was at the top of the mountain, you know, and then it's not that many years. It's not that long ago to where he is today. So I do hope that he takes his health seriously and that, because it's a scary thing.
I do wish him the best, even though he was an absolute jerk to me every time I ask a question. I don't know But for some reason, he just did not care for my questioning. So I would say like 25% of the time I would ask a question, he would just stomp on it. You know, he never did what he did to Janine Edwards to me and say, well, that's just a dumb question.
Yeah.
But sometimes he would go, I don't know what that has to do with anything. I'm like, well, I do. That's why I asked it. But, you know, trying to embarrass you in front of everyone, that kind of thing.
And I think that's what he did to his players in front of their teammates a lot.
Like John Calipari, you could ask him the dumbest thing you've ever heard, and everybody in the room would go, that's the dumbest question I've ever heard. Why are you even in here? And he will find a way to answer it. It could be I'm telling you, it could be the worst thing ever, and he will find a way to make it so that it's not. Well, it also depends on his mood. Unless you catch him at the wrong time, then maybe he might mess with you, or if he knows you. But I'll tell you, last thing on Billy Gillespie here is I went to visit. I was doing a story on Bill Keitley when he passed, and I visited with the family that lived right there close to where Bill Keitley grew up in Lawrenceburg in Anderson County. And this guy that went to school with him and played basketball with him, he claims that he was the first to teach Bill Keitley basketball because they went down to this old barn, and it was the first time they had basketball and shot into hoops. They went together into like a little one-room dirt floor schoolhouse together, and they got a picture of them as classmates. So they got to know him or whatever, and so the wife of this guy hands me this porcelain design of like a Wildcat basketball thing. Like, it's the Wildcat. There's a basketball, one of those things, like a little porcelain piece. Mm-hmm. But it's a whiskey flask. You screw off the top of the head and a whiskey in it. And it's just one of those old, old pieces, you know, that's so Kentucky. And she said, will you please give this to Billy Gillespie? And I had it, and I didn't have an opportunity to give it to him, and then he got fired. And so I ran out to Keeneland and took this thing. It was still in, like, the styrofoam mold that it came in. And I put it in a bag, and I took it out to Keeneland because I knew he was out there that particular day or something, and got it to him. And it was just, he couldn't have appreciated it anymore. He was so.
That's kind of a cool story.
Yeah. He was so, so appreciative of it. I would imagine he still has that thing sitting around somewhere to remind him. One of those things that you would keep from your time at Kentucky to remember the kind of special place that it is. So, all right. We have run out of time. Remember, 2 o'clock, Matthew Lawrence and Eric Daniels, the former Wildcat, for the UK pregame show. And then after that, it's NFL the rest of the day. And then, of course, Monday Night Football. Thanks for joining us this weekend here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Good Lord, texter writes, I don't give a...